Welcome millions upon millions, perhaps billions, of faithful podcast listeners. We are your hosts, Jason Kimber and Dave Simmons. We'll bring you along with us as we share life stories from our experiences living in small towns.
Or in Jason's case, an unincorporated community.
That's true. Along with genius suggestions for solving the world's problems and a whole lot of laughs.
This is the Small Towns Podcast. Welcome once again to another Small Towns Podcast. I'm Dave Simmons, joined as always by the incomparable Jason Kimber.
Thank you.
I try to think of fun ways to introduce you.
I like it.
Incomparable is about as good as it gets.
It, because it's comparable to no one.
To nothing.
To no one, no anything. Well, thank you. I feel the same way about you.
Well, I appreciate that.
The incomparable Dave Simmons.
Well, you look great.
The national treasure.
I'm an American treasure.
Thanks. I feel great.
I feel great. Anything on your mind?
Yeah,
anything you really need to get off your chest?
There's a lot of
things. A lot of that hair.
But I shave a little bit of my chest.
So it doesn't come out the top. Yeah. When they get to the point where they're actually swaying in the wind.
No, I don't like
probably
that.
A little long.
So, I mean, for many, many reasons, I don't look great with my shirt off no matter what. But it looks probably funnier because I've got like this artificial
collar
shave
line.
Yeah. I don't like that, Dave. I don't want them.
Just groom the whole thing.
Baby steps.
Oh, yeah. Well,
baby.
Be
I
careful.
One time, funny, listen, this was a story. I don't know if we've told it here. And I kind of had a thought of a direction we might go. And I think it almost kind of lines itself into this. But I remember one time wanting to maybe practice a little manscaping.
Yeah.
So I thought I would just shave all the hair off of my chest. But then I thought, well, if you shave it, I mean, how good is that? Why don't we try and use that magical product called Nair?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was bad.
I wonder how many men have a similar story, because I got the same thing.
Yeah. Well, so, like, for me, like, I went, like, left side, and then I did right side, and then, but I overlapped right here in the middle of my chest. And you remember how it would say, like, don't leave it on for more than 4 or 5 minutes?
But I didn't read the instructions.
Well,
no wonder.
I read some of them, but in my mind, I don't know why I read them, because I'm like, well, 4 or 5 minutes is good, then 8 or 10 is better.
Well, in some things it is.
It is, like, all of a sudden right here.
Like a good brine?
Exactly. 24 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I just burned myself.
Yeah. Well, just right in the middle of your chest?
Right in the middle of my chest.
You know where my burns were?
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Right,
I mean,
around the
I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't say. I mean, this is a family show.
Yeah.
But
well,
they were burned.
Around this circular spot.
Yes.
That's where I was burned.
You're going to have a scar.
Well, I'm glad I don't, but I didn't realize that you could burn.
I didn't either, but apparently if we should have read the instructions. Well, I did read them. I should have adhered to them. 4 or 5 minutes tops.
Well, I don't know how long I left it on. Or if I maybe just put too much on.
So it's interesting. This actually does segue very nicely because I will say this, Dave. Take this as the intended, beautiful compliment to you that it is. You are always very well dressed.
Oh, well, that is kind of you.
I mean, you've got a strong shoe game. I'd like to talk about all of this, but you've got a strong shoe game, whether it be business or pleasure or sport.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
And you always look put together.
Well, and that's kind of you.
Yeah, well, I mean.
I don't know if I am. Sometimes I look in the mirror, I'm like, I wear the same dang things every day.
Oh, I do wear the same
thing. It feels like that, doesn't it? You go to work, 5 days a week, you have the same little repertoire of things to go through.
That's it.
But, you know, I talked to Susie about the same thing, and I think everybody feels the same way.
I do too. And there's actually some, if you look at successful people like, you know, Steve Jobs, he wore jeans and like a black turtleneck, black sweater?
Turtleneck.
Yeah.
Mock turtleneck.
He wore the same thing every time. And I remember it was either him or Mark Zuckerberg there was an interview, and they're like, I don't want to devote any time of my day or my brain power deciding what I want to wear. It's just a foregone conclusion. You wake up, putting on jeans and t-shirt. That's it.
From a financial perspective, they've done very well for themselves.
They've done very well for themselves. But you and I, obviously, in our lines of work, I don't think we can pull off jeans and a t-shirt every
Probably
day.
Not.
You know,
it'd be frowned upon.
It'd be frowned upon. But you always look so good.
Thank you. Are there styles that you can't get on board with yet? Or probably never will?
It's funny.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Could you wear a distressed jean?
Now?
Now.
No, I don't think it distressed me, like the holes and the frays.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do it either. Couldn't. I also think there's things that are like age appropriate.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
You see something, a grown man wearing something, you're like, okay.
Question
Maybe
for
30
you.
Years ago.
Question for you. Would you... I promise anytime we do these podcasts, we never mean to offend. Obviously, our opinions come forth freely. Would you ever wear jeans that got jewels on the pockets?
Ooh. No, nope.
Maybe some of our listeners do.
Yeah, and good for them.
Good for them.
It's not me.
I couldn't pull it off.
I couldn't pull that off either.
I couldn't pull it off.
As a redhead, there's colors I can't wear.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
I think. Yeah. When I put on certain colors, I'm like,
nope.
And then somebody else wears it. I'm like, looks good on them. Not on this. This does not look right.
Go ahead.
Speaking of distressed jeans.
Yeah.
At what point... So I've seen a couple lately where it's not even distressed. I mean, it is like, I don't know what, panicked. I mean, it's not rips anymore.
It's like utter destruction.
It stomps at the pockets.
Yes.
And then it picks up again at the ankle.
Yeah.
So at what point are you just not wearing shorts?
And to think that very good money was spent on, could we say half of a jean?
Maybe you're the kind of person like, well, the back of my legs get cold,
yeah,
but the front of my legs are always sweating.
I've got just the fat run down the front of those calves every day.
The front of my pants I really don't need,
yeah,
but the back of my pants I could really use. So, it reattaches at the ankle and it stops all the way up to the... I can't imagine putting those on.
In the morning, there's not a chance. Like, my foot is for sure... I mean, I don't even know how to do it. Yeah.
You go down through the normal slot and then you're out before you can get that ankle back on.
And maybe actually... the people that wear those jeans, maybe they didn't buy them like that, but their big toe got caught one too many times.
And ran it right
just
down.
Just ran all the way through. My oldest, she has a pair of jeans like that. She loves them, and she's cute as a button. Again, looks great on her. But again, there's not any, you know, from her knee south, there's no jean.
Yeah.
There's
so,
no jean.
So if they're laying on the floor and you're like, you need to go put those away, do you say, go put your pants away? Or do you say, go put your shorts away?
Exactly.
Because what are they?
Culottes? I don't know.
We got to come up with a new name. I'll go culottes.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I think the short, I think Jeremy's worn them before, our buddy Jer. They're like the 3/4 length.
Capris?
Yeah, capri or a culotte.
Jason, or Jeremy wears some man capris?
Well, I think I've seen him on those before. Like, yeah, I have.
Oh, we got to have a talk with him.
We'll talk to him because...
I mean, okay.
Judge
if that's what you want to wear. And in my head, I'm judging just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I mean, he looked like $1 million.
Yeah, what?
I mean,
it's a tall drink of water.
And I'm not, I have zero room to talk about this because, I mean, I like to think I'm trying to up my fashion game. And I'm always asking Heather, I'm like, you know, I want to be current, but I also want to be age appropriate. And I remember one time going to an early morning meeting down south. So I had to leave at about 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather didn't have to be up early that morning, so I had dressed in the dark, although I don't think it would have mattered.
Okay.
I put on my slacks, and of course I had to wear a collared button-down shirt with a tie, and I went to give her a kiss goodbye. And I can still see her, she kind of opened up one eye, and she, with that one eye, she kind of scanned my whole body, and she's like, I don't love that shirt with those pants. Which is the nicest way to say, you look horrible, go change.
Try again.
Try again.
Yeah. Well, try again. It's funny how some people like have the natural, like can put stuff together.
Yes.
But like, and my sons, when they were younger, sometimes they would just come out of their rooms with stuff like, okay, are you looking at what you've done here?
Yeah. Like, is there a mirror in the bathroom? Like, did it get broken?
Yeah. What are we working for?
Have we not seen? Yeah. But sometimes when it relates to our kids, sometimes that's just a battle that I don't want to fight.
Yeah, I know.
Because there's other ones, right?
For sure. And everybody has their own little style.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yes. And it is great. I mean, both of my girls have, it's been fun to see them over the years. Definitely. Kind of develop into their own style. And mm-hmm. When they own it and they love it, I think it's fantastic.
It's fine.
I mean, they might be wearing tutus to the second grade, and I think it's fantastic. Along those same lines, I do think it's important to be age appropriate. Would you wear a pair of skinny jeans?
No.
I just don't, I think, well, I don't have the body for skinny jeans.
No.
I mean.
I didn't say that about you.
You didn't? You're like, no.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think anybody, there's, can you think of anybody over 40 that should be wearing skinny jeans?
No, and I might even go back to say anybody over 30.
I mean, I don't know. I think so too.
But it is interesting because you got to go age appropriate because the last, well, it's coming up on 3 years now, Dave, that I have not shaved my beard. I started a beard about 3 years ago. And I've never, since that time, I've never shaved it clear down to the skin. I keep it trimmed, but it's pretty gray. It is pretty gray.
Salt and pepper.
So, thank you. Yeah. A little more salt and pep, but I think it makes me look older.
You're distinguished.
Thank you. I had a gentleman the other day, met him for the first time, and he guessed that we're helping a family move into the neighborhood. And he wouldn't know this, so it was actually quite funny. I chuckled about it, but there's a 26-year-old guy, and I'm 44, and he's like, oh, is that your son? I'm like, well, I mean, no, he's not. But then he's like, I assumed you're about my age, like 50. I'm like, close, 44. But I just think it looks older, which I'm okay with. It didn't offend me in any way, shape, or form. But
did it make you think, I'm going to shave?
No.
Heavens no.
But maybe should I call, maybe get some Just for Men or whatever that is? You know, put a little dye in there?
You're doing it gracefully.
Thank you. You know, it is funny, though. Heather and I had this funniest story. It happened. It was at her expense, but she laughs about it as well, which is fine. Heather, I think, looks very young. I mean, I want to make sure that I'm not tiptoeing around any mines here. You know what I mean? Because she's beautiful. She doesn't look her age.
I'm very uncomfortable with this. Yeah. I don't think we're supposed to be talking about this.
Back away slowly. I'm just going to jump to the story.
Yeah.
We're at TJ Maxx.
Okay.
We're at TJ Maxx. We have Kennedy, who at the time was probably, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7, and that would have been put Kate at, you know, 3 or 4, right in that time frame. And I had headed to the door, and Heather was behind me just wrapping up, I think paying, maybe getting the receipt. No, I'm paying. She's at the door, and there's a greeter there at TJ Maxx, and she says to Heather, oh, are those your grandchildren?
Oh, my goodness.
And Heather's like, oh, no. These are my girls. And I smiled. Again, I was paying at the register. I didn't even turn and look. But this sweet lady, and she had, for purposes of this story, she was an older woman. I'm going to guess
old enough to know better, though.
For sure old enough to know better. I'm going to put her in her mid-80s.
You don't say stuff like that.
But she didn't stop.
Oh, no.
She didn't stop.
So it doesn't end there.
It doesn't end. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. She's like, I just kind of thought, you know, you and I are in the same boat.
Oh, my goodness.
And at this point, Dave, I had to turn and look because I wanted to see what boat they were talking about. And I'm like, I looked at her and I'm like the Mayflower? because Heather does not. We're young.
Well, maybe she just didn't wear glasses that day.
Yeah, that could be it. Maybe that could be it. But bless her heart. You would have thought that she was
Coke bottle glasses.
Yeah. When we said, no, those are our daughters, then you stop.
Absolutely, you stop.
You know, but.
And realize you just said something you probably shouldn't have said.
but I think it's fantastic.
I mean, we've all said dumb things.
Yes.
But, I mean, I'm the first to admit we've said dumb things. I've said dumb things.
We don't need to jump into this too much, but, like, do you enjoy, like, have you always liked high fashion?
Hmm. Well, I had some parachute pants, if that's what you're asking. Yeah,
that's
in fifth
exactly
grade.
What I'm asking. I had parachute pants, and I had a pair, I think they're called monkey pants. They were, like, just really, like, loud prints.
Hmm.
I feel like I might need to Google that to see if it's a thing.
Like what? MC Hammer used to wear?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly. But when you said parachute pants, oh my goodness, I had a black pair of those.
Me too. Zippers everywhere.
Zippers everywhere. They went real well with my kangaroo shoes.
Did you enjoy breakdancing?
Well, I mean, as much as the next guy.
Well, I had a birthday party one time where we're going to breakdance at this birthday party. And it really never took off, the whole...
It didn't?
No, I mean, I can't see myself getting down there and, like, a moonwalk.
Like, was it called the worm?
Yeah.
Were you down there?
Yeah. Breakdancing. I don't know why that was a thing there for a little while in the 80s.
But there were funny fashion trends in the 80s that I, and obviously every generation has them.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that fashion is cyclical. I mean, But I don't know if the 80s have translated very well. I mean, we had the bell bottoms of the 60s and the 70s, and we see those come back.
A little bit.
But, I mean, when I think of fashion of the 80s, I used to have, like, and maybe even early 90s, like, these bold...
Neon,
but then I had a long sleeve shirt that had, like, a maroon sleeve here, a forest green sleeve here, maybe blue and white stripe on this side.
Just colors. I mean, Joseph.
Yeah, just breathtaking. just breathtaking.
There were bright colors, but you know one thing that has come back is the pegging of the pants.
Oh, you pegged my pants in high school.
Me too, but it was high school for you? Yeah. We were pegging them in about 4th and 5th and 6th grade.
Ooh, well, that was grouse trick for me, so I high fashion was.
It
would
have been mid to late 80s we were pegging them.
Well, I was maybe a little behind on that fashion.
Maybe
trend.
Maybe it comes later to grouse trick.
Exactly.
But the boys now are pegging them, even in high school.
Oh, are they really?
Absolutely
it's
they are.
It's a new thing.
Unless my kids are just being weird. I don't know.
No. You think of 80s, I never did this, but remember like... and I think guys and girls would both do this. They'd wear like the overalls with one of the straps undone.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
I never had a pair of overalls.
No, me neither.
I never did. I didn't want to have to raise my arms wearing it. That'll cut you right in half. Like both my grandpas had what I always called the grandpa suit.
Yeah.
Where it's a one piecer, it zips right up, and there's still for some, I mean, it's one piece. There's really no reason for that belt.
High fashion.
Apparently.
There is a reason for it, buddy. High fashion.
And just for the fashion of it all.
Yes.
I just remember thinking, but if you raise your arms, that's cutting you in half. I mean, but at that age, who's raising your arms?
Yeah, but I can't wait until... I think that is also age appropriate. Like, you can't wear that until... Well, you got to be retired, I think.
I think so, too. When my grandpa passed away, one of my cousins, I think Brian, my cousin, got a couple of my grandpa's, old grandpa's. That's what he wanted.
Yes, yes.
I mean, other people want other, you know, memorable... Brian wanted the one-piece suit. Problem is Brian, it was a little bigger than Grandpa by that time, and I don't think they ever fit.
You're not going to work. Mm-hmm. Would we call those a leisure suit?
No, a leisure suit, wouldn't that be more of the velvet, like, actual sport coat with the slacks?
I think you're right.
I don't know what they're called besides a Grandpa suit. That's what I called them.
Yeah, and you either see them on a Grandpa or you see them from a... inmate on the side of the road in a nice shirt.
And they're
orange.
Striped.
Exactly.
In orange.
Growing up, though, my mom, and I loved her for it, but at the time, I didn't love her for it because I always wanted a short haircut, like a buzz cut.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis, Kenny, Britton, they all had them. I couldn't have it. I always had a thick head of hair.
Why wouldn't she let you have a buzz cut?
She just said, no, I had to have a part. I had thick, I'm going to put some pictures on the gram. I am. Thick, lustrous hair.
Very important to
you. Very important to me. Apparently to my mom as well. And I was looking through some old pictures the other day. It was at my Aunt Robin's wedding. Maybe I've mentioned this, but again, I'm going to say this before. I'm a dad, and so I'm going to tell the same story 3 or 4 times.
Probably.
I had the most beautiful caramel, maybe camel-colored, crushed velour, deep V-neck, long-sleeve sweater.
Oh, man.
Breathtaking.
Did you wear a t-shirt under it?
No need. No need. It
probably was.
But it's funny because I say that I'm not too concerned about high fashion and how I look, but as a kid I did. I got a mole right here at the kind of the base of my throat. And I remember from my 4th grade picture, if you wore a shirt, like a button-up shirt, you can see it. And I hated it. I hated it. But my mom was a good mom. She gave me some concealer. I put that on there for the first grade picture.
Oh, what a good mother.
That's what I thought, and it really blended well. You can't even tell.
Did you keep it around for when you get zits and stuff? I remember there was some concealer stuff at my house, and like, I never had like huge acne, like break out with a ton of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I would get one, man, that thing was ginormous.
It would just go, like have its own gravitational pull.
Yeah, and in my head was like dragging around the thing. But I remember one time my buddy, Budge, he came out of his house. One morning, we went to pick him up for school, and he came out of his house with a paper bag over his head with two eyes cut out.
Like Charlie Brown at Halloween.
Yeah, he's like, I can't be seen like this. I think I might have done that once, too. It's just, you get those ones, and you fiddle.
You fiddle, and you shouldn't
fiddle. To all our teenage friends out there, don't fiddle with it.
Don't do it. Just let it run its course.
Now, if it gets a little white, you're going to have to clean that up.
Yeah.
But the smartest thing you can do is don't touch it. Because if you anger it, it becomes Vesuvius. You look that up. That buried the ancient city of Pompeii. Okay? You don't fiddle with the zits.
Don't fiddle.
They'll make you pay.
I think my sister had an alcohol-based, maybe called Seabreeze.
Okay,
You know, I think it's supposed to dry it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because nobody, I mean, listen, it's a rite of passage to go through those, but that's okay.
We all have been there. Even to this day, I'll get a zit once in a while. I'm like, well.
I will too.
It's a flashback to the teenage years.
And stop fiddling. Stop.
But I do know at this point you don't fiddle.
No. Oh, I feel like I'm losing my train of thought about this. Maybe high fashion is not the most engrossing of our topics, but...
I don't know that either of us have ever enjoyed what you're calling high fashion. I mean, have you...
My crushed velour, camel colored.
What brand was that then?
I don't know, but it felt
Wrangler.
We're going to let
it
know.
It was Wrangler.
It's not Wrangler. It was not Wrangler. That's a... I don't got the physique to wear the Wranglers.
No, those were skinny jeans before there were skinny jeans.
Yeah, because I didn't have... I remember one time... In high school, I shopped at a little shop in Burley, Idaho. It was called The Cellar.
Okay.
High fashion. It was high fashion.
Okay.
Yeah, high fashion.
There is not high fashion in Burley.
There is high fashion.
No, there's not. I'm sorry to all of our Burley listeners.
No.
Look, there's not high fashion in Cache Valley.
High fashion.
Isn't that like Prada and...
Well.
That's high fashion,
okay,
right?
Okay, listen. Tomato, tomato. Potato, potato.
Regular Prada. It's all the same thing.
Okay, fine. I'm going to go say not high fashion. How about... Mid-level fashion.
I can take that.
I remember having a first pair of Guess jeans.
Oh, yes.
Now, they were not... It was almost like they were pegged themselves because almost a billowy around the hips, you know? But they'd go down to a real skinny, almost as if they
tapered.
Were pegged.
It's tapered, a taper.
Tapered. I love Guess, Jabot.
Oh, we Jabots. All had Jabots.
Yeah.
Anybody our age that doesn't smile right now thinking about their old pair of Jabots.
I took obviously what I wanted my mission, you know, to Australia. I took a pair of jeans for like P-Days and things like that. I didn't take just a pair of jeans. I took a pair of Jabots.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember towards the end when I was getting ready to come home, there was one of my housemates there. There was four of us living in one place. He was brand new there, and I pulled those out, and he couldn't stop laughing.
Why?
Because I had Jabots.
But they're still cool back then, right?
Well, I would think so. This was 98, for crying out loud.
I think they're still all right.
I think so, too. Silver tabs?
I didn't ever get any silver tabs, I don't think. But I did have some Jabots, and I took some Jabots on my mission, too.
Oh,
but
good.
Mine were... Cut off, or not cut off, that'd be worse. Mine were the shorts, the jean short Jabots. You have any of those?
No, I did. Huh. Did you roll the
oh, yeah, you gotta roll up one or two times.
Yeah.
You gotta roll those up. Yeah, Jabots. And you remember the difference between the male and female Guess jeans, how you could tell?
I just remember on the back pocket, you had like the little triangle.
Yeah, but the girls were red, and the boys were green.
I wish I would have known that, because I swear mine's red. I'm just
kidding. I guarantee. No wonder they were a little tapered. Yeah. You were wearing size 11s or whatever.
Listen, Ed, The Cellar was high fashion.
If you get your Jabots there,
yes,
you got some mid-fashion.
Mid-fashion.
Some mid-fashion going on.
Expensive, too.
We got ours at ZCMI, I think.
Ooh, ZCMI.
Maybe it was JCPenney.
Maybe the Bon Marché.
I think it was ZCMI.
Bon Marché?
Yeah, the Bon.
This is so funny. This is where high fashion... And it's interesting. Now, I actually think that's great. I mean, we laugh a little bit about it, but I love it when my girls get their own sense of fashion and that it's important to them. Because let me tell you one thing that I am not on board with. In fact, I took a picture of myself, a selfie. I think it was about a year after my dad passed away. And I went to Macy's, just a grocery store. But I went, which is in public, I went...
I like how you have to you have to make sure people realize
people
this is
this.
A public
this
space.
This is a public space. And because of it being a public space, I had no business. Yeah, I may get in trouble for this. But this comes straight from the playbook of David Kimber, and I tried my hardest to abide by it. A pair of sweatpants and a t-shirt. My dad, if he ever saw us in sweatpants, he was fine if we were at the house. But if we were going to go up and get the mail or go to the store or anything, his famous line was like, we have a dress code. Because he would not dress. I mean, sweatpants were pajamas to him. And so they were never to be worn outside.
But your dad was straight up jeans all the time.
Jeans. Like Lee jeans. Not Wranglers or anything. Like, this is the real, like, from the 50s and 60s. I mean, obviously they made him like that. But just the brand Lee, Levi jeans.
And his boots.
And his boots and a Western shirt, button up front, long sleeve. I don't even remember seeing my dad in a t-shirt. Maybe later in life when he was, you know, sick and stuff. But yeah, I mean, he was always put together.
So the dress code in the Kimber family is jeans, boots, yes, and a Western shirt.
You didn't have to have, I mean, he didn't care about the Western shirt or the boots. You know, put on a nice pair of sneakers, maybe even a t-shirt, but sweatpants or a house coat?
What's like a house coat?
Like, it's like a muumuu.
Did you wear one of those?
No.
Jason's walking around a muumuu. I would tell you we have a dress code too if you're walking around.
For sure,
muumuu.
You would. No, I'm not going to wear no muumuu, but my grandma and I, she's just a beautiful Belgian woman, and she would wear like a house coat, and she'd wear it to the store. Not like the store, like just a local Merc. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That feels different though than you going to the local mercantile at Grouse Creek.
You should. Not
you can't wear a muumuu?
No. My mom had a house coat, and my dad's like, Betty, we got a dress coat.
Throw on your Lee jeans and your boots.
But I think it's important because now, for instance, if you go on a trip, if you fly somewhere, like sometimes I'm embarrassed at what I see people wear on an airplane.
Yeah, why is it that when you're going on an airplane, you have to dress like you're going to go work out?
It's weird. Like, put a little thought, put a little pride in your, I don't want to be prideful, but like don't wear, you know, a pair of sweatpants that say juicy on the backside.
But if you're juicy.
Well, I mean, I don't want to sit by that person.
Don't either.
But all of a sudden I'm like, are we going on an airplane and flying across the country or are we heading to nap time?
Yeah, that's the thing. But people want to be comfortable.
They do, and that's fine. And I do, particularly when it comes to flying, like I will wear slip-on shoes because, you know, I have to go through all the security and things that issue. So you make it as comfortable as possible. But you're not going to see me in a pair of sweatpants.
No, and if we're going to make it as comfortable as possible, why am I not taking my shirt off? I mean, because we have a dress code.
We have a dress code.
You can't take your shirt off on the airplane.
All the time. Listen, buddy, high fashion, Grouse Creek fashion, Providence fashion.
Well, you saw the one that I had of the picture we put on. I think did we put it on the gram? Of my belly shirt and my short shorts. I mean, those were short, Jason. I had tube socks pulled up to my knees, and there were still about a foot and a half of skin showing.
But where the shortness of the shorts lacked, your tube socks more than made up.
Yeah, they covered about.
Yeah.
We had a dress
code.
Some
knee-highs. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So I had skin showing every place you shouldn't have skin showing.
Yes.
From the knee up to about, what, mid-thigh?
Yeah.
And then again, from the waistline
midriff
up to the underside of my bosom.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say chest cage or rib cage, whatever.
That's fine.
That's fine.
The belly button was exposed.
I wish I could pull that off today.
Well,
that might be
you could try.
Super
low fashion.
No.
that's not an out. What were my parents thinking? When I came out, I mean, if my son came out with something, you have to think that was a style back then.
For sure it was. No, I don't think I ever wore anything like that, but for sure the shorts, for sure the tube socks. I never had a midriff shirt.
I don't know what I was thinking.
But
you know, you're at Disneyland and you got to really be able to move, and I didn't need to be encumbered by too much material.
But at least, how old were you?
I'm going to go 10 or 11.
Because at least you're 10 or 11. The last time I went to SeaWorld, I was wearing silver tab jeans, a Utah State t-shirt, and I had about the same physique then as I do now. Maybe a little more physique now if you're picking up what I'm putting down, but still similar physique. So I thought it would be great to tuck my t-shirt into my jeans.
Oh, yeah. Thai fashion.
It's high something. I don't know. And then we got my
highly
nephew.
Questionable.
Yeah, we got my nephew running around with a little disposable camera, and he's like below waist high for me. So he takes a picture of me from like the knee looking up, and I'm like, oh, well, put that away. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Catching your underbelly.
I was tucked in.
Oh, good.
I was tucked in. Just nobody wants to see that.
No, there's certain angles for men that they're not, you know.
It's not flattering.
Like if you look, like if you ever looked in the window of your car, like when you you close the door, you're going to open the door, and you look in, and you catch a glimpse of yourself looking down.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
My chin, man.
Chins.
Yeah, plural.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not attractive.
And there's this concept of dress for success, and I believe it. And I do feel like if you try to do the best that you can, if you look good on the outside, and hopefully you're feeling good on the inside, it's not the most important thing, but in the words of David Kimball, we got a dress code.
Yeah, we do have a dress code. Thanks again, folks, for listening to another episode of the Small Towns Podcast.
We're pretty sure we've changed your life for the better.
If not, well, we'll try again next time.